For our message and meditation today, we will be focusing on the Holy Spirit. Excerpt from Pastor, Large Catechism. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. Now, in the Catechism, this is what it says. Here is how Martin Luther teaches us about the Holy Spirit. Our reading is from Martin Luther's Large Catechism on the Holy Spirit. Nice big section, but it's okay. First, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This article, as Pastor was saying, I cannot relate better than to the sanctification that through the same, the Holy Spirit, with his office, is declared and depicted, namely, that he makes holy. Therefore, we must take our stands upon this founder word, Holy Spirit, because it is so precise and comprehensive that we cannot find another. For there are, besides many kinds of spirits mentioned in the Holy Scriptures, such as the spirit of man, heavenly spirit, and evil spirits. But the spirit of man alone is called the Holy Spirit. That is, he who has sanctified and still sanctifies us. For as the Father is called Creator, and the Son, the Redeemer, so the Holy Spirit from the works, his work, must be called Sanctifier, or one that makes holy. But how is such sanctification is done? Just as the Son obtained dominion, whereby he wins us through his birth, death, resurrection, etc., so also the Holy Spirit affects our sanctification by the following parts, namely, by the communion of saints or the Christian church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. That is, he first leads us into his holy congregation and places us in the bosom of the church, whereby he preaches to us and brings us to Christ. For neither you and I could ever know anything about Christ or believe in him and obtain him as Lord unless it was offered to us and granted to our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. The works done and accomplished for Christ has acquired and gained the treasure for us by his suffering, death, and resurrection. But if the work remains concealed so that no one knew of it, then it would be in vain and lost. That this treasure, therefore, must not be buried, but has to be appropriated and enjoyed. God has caused the word to go forth and be proclaimed, in which he gives the Holy Spirit to bring this treasure home and appropriate it to us. Therefore, sanctification is nothing else than bringing us to Christ to receive this good to which we could not attain by ourselves. Learn then to understand this article most clearly. If you are asked, what do you mean I believe in the Holy Spirit? You can stand and answer, I believe the Holy Spirit makes me holy, as his name implies. But whereby does the Holy Spirit accomplish this? Or what are his methods and means in the end? By the Christian church, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Well, in the first place, he has a particular congregation in the world, which is the mother that begets and bears every Christian through the word of God, which he reveals and preaches, and through which he illuminates and enkindle hearts, that they understand, accept it, cling to it, and persevere in it. We further believe that in the Christian church, we have forgiveness of sin, which is wrought through the holy sacrament and absolution, more so through all manners of consolation carried promise of the entire gospel. Therefore, whenever it is to be preached concerning the sacrament belongs here, in short, the whole gospel and all the offices of Christianity, which also must be preached and taught without ceasing. For although the grace of God is secured through Christ and sanctification is wrought by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and the unity of the Christian church, yet on account of our flesh, which we bear about us, we are never without sin. Everlasting, therefore, in the Christian church, in order to the end that we shall daily attain, there is nothing but forgiveness of sin through the word and signs to comfort and encourage our conscience as long as we live here. Therefore, although we have sinned, the grace of the Holy Spirit does not allow them to injure us, because we are in the Christian church, where there is nothing but continuous, uninterrupted forgiveness of sin, both in that God forgives us and in that we forgive, bear with, and help each other. Behold, all this is to be the office and work of the Holy Spirit, that he has begun and daily increases holiness upon the earth by the means of two things, the Christian church and the forgiveness of sin. For this, you perceive that the creed is a doctrine quite different from the Ten Commandments. For the latter teaches indeed what we ought to do, but the former tells us what God does for us and gives to us. More so, apart from this, the commandments are written in the heart of all men. The creed, however, no human wisdom can comprehend, but it must be taught by the Holy Spirit alone. The latter document, which is the document of the law, therefore makes no Christian. But the wrath and the displeasure of God abides upon us still, because we cannot keep what God demands of us. But this, namely the document of faith, brings pure grace and make us gladly and godly and acceptable to God. For by this knowledge we obtain love and delight in all the commandments of God. Because here we see that God gives himself entirely to us with all that he has and is enabled to do, to do and direct us in keeping the Ten Commandments. The Father, all creatures, the Son, his entire work, and the Holy Spirit, all his gift, given to us through the word, spoken, preached, and taught throughout our life and our Christian walk in God. We may stray, but the Holy Spirit is there to guide us back. And also, we have God's grace and the forgiveness. So remember, just because you come to church and do a lot of things out in the world, remember, he's always watching us. So, we come here to refresh our hearts and the love we have for each other and the love that God has given us, and above all, Jesus Christ, who died for us. In his name, we have been given forgiveness. Remember that. Amen.